This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We understand that the Judaism that we have now is distorted, and that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to restore the teachings which Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam brought. Zionism is an ideology which actually many Muslims are adopting it. We have Muslim Zionists. Some of you may not know that or hear that for the first time.
So like you have Christian Zionists?
Yeah, we have Muslim Zionists
too. Muslim Zionists?
Yeah. We had a lady who is a Muslim wearing hijab. She came actually out on the
march.
No, actually, she came on television.
Yeah, in the march in Washington.
And she said the IDF, the Israeli army, is fighting terrorism in the Muslim world. So we don't want to go there. But Zionism is ideology. When we talk about the atrocities and the killing of innocent people, especially children and women and others, were not being anti-Semitic.
But wouldn't that also include Arabs in there?
That's what I said in Khutbah al-Jummah today, that I consider myself Semitic, because Arabs are Semitic too. But they came up with also the self-hating Jews thing, so I'm sure they will have a label for me too. Mm-hmm. So they will not have a hard time. But this is the game that they play, that whenever you criticize what Israel is doing, you're anti-Semitic, anti-Jew, or you're against the Holocaust. Your denial of the Holocaust. And that's not true. No, we're talking about...
The denial of who?
The Holocaust. The Holocaust.
The Holocaust.
Yeah,
okay.
What the German...
I thought you said Holy Ghost.
No. The Holocaust. what the Germans did to them, the Nazis did to them.
This evil thing that we condemn.
Yes,
absolutely, yes.
Which is evil, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to the Holocaust that's happening now against the Muslims, but what do you want to add, Sheikh? So the difference, Zionism and Judaism, anything that you want to add from what he was saying, that you like to point out?
Yeah, obviously it's an ideology that we're dealing with, and it's specifically linked to what's happening. Now it should work, yeah? Is that better? There you go, it was off. Okay, so there's a difference between the ideology and Zionism versus Judaism. And Zionism specifically is linked to what's going on right now in Palestine. It's not like two different religions, it's not two different things. Zionism is the ideology that this land has to be taken by them, and this is something that they have to establish. It is a politically motivated movement, and it really has nothing to do with Jews. Many, many Jews who are against Zionism, a lot of them, they're out there, they're speaking against it. Of course, they'll be dismissed, but people need to... The non-Muslims, the Westerners, the Christians, the Jews, they need to listen to what their own people are saying. And they have to listen with an open heart so they can understand this issue. Because again, if you're just talking about terms and labels, this versus that, but it's linked to what's happening now, to the killing of our brothers and our sisters. This ideology is linked to them.
So also, tell me, just real briefly, if you can just touch upon the history. We have a certain professor by the name of David Warenstein, where he says in the Jewish Chronicles, he said, Islam saved the Jewry, the Jewish people. So for over 1,000 years, you had Jews who were being persecuted, and they were running away from persecution. And is it true they were coming into all of the Muslim lands?
Yeah,
so
can't.
What the Jewish professor is saying, if it wasn't for Islam, they would have been eradicated.
We have in Egypt, we have a Jewish quarter, like an area known, Harat al-Yahud is called. They used to live there, trade, sell, and buy neighbors. They have their synagogue there. They allowed them to have their synagogue there. Also in Morocco, also in other parts of the Muslim world. So when they were chased out of Europe, literally, they actually found safe haven in the Muslim world.
And according to the Sharia, Allah, God's divine law, when the Muslims now are in charge, everything from the Jerusalem at that time, Jews had their places of worship. It was, how can you describe the scenario?
Well,
when
Umar,
for example, when Salah ad-Din, when Umar radiallahu anh came, is it true he actually repopulated Jerusalem with the Jews?
All of this originates from the Charter of Medina, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam established when he migrated from Mecca. Mm-hmm. Jews were there, existing there. And he expected them to believe in him because they were the one who prophesizing to the locals of Medina, his coming and his arrival. But despite that, he granted them the freedom to worship, the freedom to live their lives, and as long as they honor the... So everything originates from there. So what Umar did and what Salah ad-Din later did and what we will do, the only one who will not accept but Islam, and we know that rule will be abrogated is Jesus. When Jesus returns, there is no more Judaism or Christianity, only Islam. That is why in Hadith Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the Prophet said, وَيَضَعُ الْجِزْيَةِ, he will cancel out the jizya, the tax which is collected from non-Muslims, in particular Christian and Jews living within the boundaries of a Muslim state, provided that they receive security and they don't have to risk their lives for that. Muslims actually go out there in the front line to defend them and defend their properties and so forth.
So we wanted to dispel this myth that now somehow Islam and the theology, it's in there to eradicate Jews, because this is what's being pushed out there. So we're showing historically that Jews...
That's untrue. That's again, false information out there.
And historically, we're proving that you can see, when the Sharia, when Islam is implemented, you have coexistence between...
Egypt used to be completely a Christian land.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 92% of Egypt are Muslims. 8% stayed on their religion.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody forced them to leave the religion. They are still following whatever they are following. And they have their own... They have their own houses of worship, and they have their... Likewise, we have some Jews left over in Egypt, living there, actually. They didn't want to go there because they don't believe, like Brother Ustad Jibril just mentioned, that there are actually Jews against the Zionism movement.
So when Muslims were ruling, you had in Jerusalem, paint a picture, how was it now? How was it between all the faiths and before, 1948, you had relative peace, did you?
Yeah, I think I was listening to Sir Jibril, what was that one of your friends actually moved out because he was a Jew. He moved out when the Zionists came because he felt that there is no... But Muslims always guaranteed the liberty to worship. لا إكراه في دين. You can't force anybody to become a Muslim. That's a principle in Islam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what happened now? So now we got some history there, we dispel this myth. What happens now? They focus on 1948. The slogan is, it's a people without, a land without a people without a land. It's empty, it's desert, right? We're coming we're fleeing from persecution. And now we need to...
That is untrue.
Okay.
They actually came, and I was carefully listening to again, that the Balfour promise, mm-hmm. which is 1917, was just banking on the groundwork. They do the groundwork first, and then they come up with these political decisions. But this time is failed. You see, the groundwork that they wanted to do is they wanted to expel the people from Gaza so that they would go to Sinai, which is an Egyptian autonomy. And that's why they keep bombing the people and spoiling the life, like the hospitals, the bakeries, the...